Be'ez Hashem Yisbaruch, we begin Perek Revi, the fourth chapter in the Rambam Maseches Tanya, is the laws of public fast, in fast, and Sefer Zman, the book of the designated times, which in this Perek we discussed regarding the prayer of the previous Parakim of the public fast that are there for the rain. As Rambam gives a lachav regarding the order of the day. B'chol yom yom, every single day, Meshevet Tanya Sachrin Shamater, from the last series, there was the first three, then another set of three, and then there was the last series of seven fasts for the rain, Mespal Masei Dezeh, they daven with this order. They take the ark out to the public square. All the people gather. And they cover themselves with sackcloth. And they put ashes on the ark. And on the Torah scroll. To increase the crying. And to subdue their hearts. And one of the people takes from the ashes. Puts on the head of the leader of the Sanhedrin. Ubereish Abezin, the head of the one that's in charge of the courts, b'makom anachas tefillin, in the place where you put tefillin, k'dishakomo, so that they should be embarrassed, b'yeshuva and repent. B'cholecha be'echa noitel b'nosim bereishon. Every single individual takes from the ashes and puts on his own head. Halacha beis. B'achkach, and then mamid meneim, they put between them zaken chacham. They stand up an elder that's a sage. Ve'em yeshem, they sit. Now, lohayishem zaken chacham, there wasn't an elderly sage. Mamid mechacham, they put up just a regular sage. If there wasn't an elder or a sage, they put up a man of stature, and he says in front of them words of rebuke. Achenu, our brothers, it's not what causes to be the sackcloth or the fast. Rather, it's repentance and good deeds. We fly by the city of Nineveh. Nineveh doesn't say by the people of Nineveh that says in Sefer Yoinah, it doesn't say that God saw their sackcloth and their fast. Ella, rather, it says in the pasuk, God saw their actions, that they repented, and never they were spared. And the words that we received from the command of the prophets, in contrast to the previous pasuk in Yoinah, which was not a command, we're just telling over a story. But in the pasuk in Yoel, it says, tear your hearts and not your garments. And he increases with this type of a topic according to his ability, until he humbles them, and they totally repent. After he finishes these words of rebuke, even the they stand up to daven, and they appoint a chazan that's appropriate to daven by the public fast. Now, if the one who gave the words of rebuke is himself appropriate to daven, he davens. If not, they go someone else to put down to daven for the amit. Now, who is considered fit to daven by these seven public fasts? Ish shuhu rogel b'tfila. First of all, it has to be a person that's accustomed in davening. V'rogelik is b'toyra nevim ksuvim. He's accustomed to reading from the words of the chumash and the navi and the ksuvim. Umetupul is also someone that has young children. V'einlein, and he doesn't have enough to provide for them. V'yishli yigiba, so he works hard in the fields where through that he's going to focus more for the davening regarding the rain. And v'li yibabonav ubenei beisoy, and there shouldn't be amongst his children, amongst his family members, v'chokroi, v'any of his relatives, anilmalav, that are gathered with him, to be balaver, to be a sinner. Eli yibbeisoy yudekim avesh, rather his house should be clean from any sin. V'li yotzolav shemir abi aldusa, he shouldn't even have a bad name that he got from when he was younger. He should be shval bedech, someone that's a humble person, manutzalam, and acceptable to the people. V'yishli yima, he has a sweetness, v'koil arv, and he has a delightful voice. Now, if there was an elderly person with all these attributes, that's glorious. If he's not an elder, as long as he has all these characteristics, Yispal, he should daven for the Amid, to be the Shlich Tzibur. Now, regarding the Shemayna Esrei. Or Shlich Tzibur Maschil, the one who davens for the Amid, he starts the Tefillah Shemayna Esrei as regular, Umespal ad Berchas Goyal Yisrael, and davens until he gets to the Bracha of Goyal Yisrael. Vayman, he says, in that Bracha, Zechrayinus, regarding Hashem is recalling us, v'shefad is regarding the blowing of the shofar, main atzar related to the topic of the difficulty, and v'oimer morbi says a pasuk. He says a pasuk etilim. He says el Hashem batzaras likrasi, to Hashem in my difficulty I call out, and then he answers me. That's perik kufchof etilim. Then he says the next perik of esa ina ala arim v'goimer, I lift up my eyes to the mountains, etc. And perik kufchof aleph. And then he says the other shir malas of perik. Kof lamed mimamakim k'rasich Hashem, from the depth I call out to Hashem, and in Perek Kof Beis tefillah on the kiyativ, the prayer for the pauper when he wraps himself in goyim, etc. These are all well known prakim tilim for difficulties as what they're going through at that time. Halacha vav. So this is all saying in the sixth bracha of Shema, in the bracha of Goyal Yisrael in Shemayna Esrei. And va'omer, and he says, "Dibri tachnun kivi koichai." Words of supplication according to his ability. Vayman, he says, "Reino v'nyenu, see, please, in our pain, v'ri v'reveinu, and fight our fight, umar ligaleinu, and be quick to redeem us." Umeschan va'omer b'sev tachnun. And then he supplicates, and he says at the end of his supplications, "Mishaones Avram Avinu Amaria, who answered Avram Avinu at Mount Maria, which were Yitzchak Avinu, when by the time of the Akedah, who Yana Eschem, he should answer you, v'yishma kol tzachaschem b'yim hazeh, and he should hear the voice of your screams on this day, Baruch Atah Hashem." And then he finally concludes this Baruch Hashem Yisrael, Goel Yisrael, Redeemer of the Jewish people. Halacha Zayin. Then, after he finished that bracha, which it was one of the regular brachas of Manasseh, that he added all this inside of it, then the Maskel Hesef Sheish brachas. Then he begins to add these new six brachas, which are distinctly for the prayer of Atainis, which he's going to add one after the other, and he's going to supplicate by each one of them, b'divrei tachanunim, words of supplication, the psukim and verses, b'divrei kabbalah, from the words of the Navi, mekizar kodesh, and from the holy words of the Torah, kvisha ragal according to what he's accustomed to, and he concludes every one of these brachas with the following ending. So what he puts in the middle, that's his choice. But halacha ches, b'rishayinu ches, in the first of these six new brachas that's inserted here between Gol Yisrael and Rafa'inu, by the first one he concludes like this: Mishon es Moshe b'Abisenu, whoever answered to Moshe and our fathers al Yamsuv by the Yamsuv, who Yana eschem shall answer you, b'shma kotzakaschem yemazeh, and should hear the voice of your screams on this day, Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed Hashem, Zorcha neshkaches, who recalls that which is forgotten, because the Jews were like forgotten and gave up hope in the Shibud of Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered them and redeemed them. Halacha ches. By the second bracha, he concludes, Misha Anas Yeshua Gilgal, he who answered to Yeshua in this place of Gilgal, who Yanaschem should answer you, Yishma Kot Sakaschem Yemazeh, and should hear the voice of your screams on this day, Baruch Atah Hashem, bless you Hashem, Shemiah Teruah, who hears the blast, which Yeshua is answered by Yericha through the Shefarist, that's how the walls of Jericho fell down, and they were able to conquer them. By the third bracha, he concludes, Misha Anas Shmuel B'Mitzvah, he who answered Shmuel in this place of Mitzvah, who Yanaschem should answer you, Yishma Kot Sakaschem, and should hear the voice of your screams on Yemazeh on this day, Baruch Atah Hashem, bless you Hashem, Shemeat Tzaako hears the screams, because by Shmuel the pasuk says over there, the Yizak Shmuel al Hashem. Halachi Ralf, but if he is to chesam, by the fourth bracha, he concludes, Misha ones Eliyahu Bahar Carmel, he who answered Eliyahu on Mount Carmel, who Yana Eschem should answer you, Vishma Kotzakaschem Yemazeh, and should hear the voice of your screams on this day, Baruch Atah Hashem, bless you Hashem, Shemiat Tfilu hears the prayer, because Eliyahu davened to Hashem, Aneini Hashem Aneini, so Hashem heard his tefillah. By the fifth bracha, he concludes, he who entered Yoyna from the belly of the fish that swallowed him, who should answer you, should hear the voice of his screaming this day, Baruch Atah Hashem, who answers at a time of difficulty, because Yoyna davened karasai mitzarali, so we say the idea that Hashem saved him from at the time of tzara. In the sixth bracha, he concludes, he who answered David and his son Shlomo in Yerushalayim, who Yana Eschem should answer you, and should hear the voice of your screams on this day, Baruch Atah Hashem, bless Hashem, Hamarachim al Ores, who has mercy on the land, because both David and Shlomo davened for the land of Israel, and all the people that answer Amen after every one of these brachas, is the way they answer after every bracha that the Chazan says in the Chazar Sashatz. Now, the seventh bracha, meaning from this series of six, he goes back to the regular Shemayne Esther of Rifa'in Hashem, and Rafa'i Bechulu, Heal Hashem, and we shall be healed, etc. But going back to Tfilah, I'll say that he concludes the Shemayne Esther as he normally does, but they blow the trumpets. This is the order how they do in every place. Now, look at the Zvav continues, however, regarding the Tfilah as it is on Har Abayis, by the Beis HaMikdash. When they would daven in this order in Yerushalayim, so that's all around the Beis HaMikdash. They would gather to the Temple Mount, opposite the Eastern Gate, and they would daven in this order. Now, when the Chazan got up to the part, which we mentioned, of Misha Anas Avram, that he who answers Avram, he would say like this, Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed Hashem, Elikeinu, our God, Elikei Yisrael, the God of the Jews, from this world until the world, which is the Nusach how it's said in the Beis HaMikdash, instead of a regular Baruch Atah Hashem, and then he would say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Goel Yisrael, blessed you Hashem, who redeems the Jewish people. Behem Oyn Acharem, and here also, instead of answering Amen, in the Beis HaMikdash, they respond after that, Baruch Shem, blessed is the name, Kavoy Malchusei, the glory of his kingdom, Lo'olam Vaed, forever. Mechaza Knesses, and also, the attendant that's in charge of the shul over there, by the Beis HaMikdash, Oyn Latekim would tell to those who would blow, Tiku B'nei Aaron Tiku, blow a blast, the sons of Aaron, blow a tekiyas shayfer, and they would bless. And then the one who's davening would continue, and say Misha Anes Avram Bahamaria, he who answered Avram Avinu on the Temple Mount, who Yana Eschem will answer you, Bishma Kotzakaskam Yavazen, you'll hear the voice of Yisgims on this day. So, meaning he would say the blow, then the chazan would say this, and then they would blow. It was at that point that the chazan would blow, and then the truah, and then the tekiah. So, tekiah, truah, tekiah. Halacha zayin. So to the second bracha for this one, Shiur Shainim and Ashay Shem Yisuf, like we said, is the first of the new six, because in the bracha of Goyal Yisrael is where we added all this. The second one after that, which is the first of the new six ones, Chesem Ba, he would conclude again, Baruch Hashem, blessed Hashem Elikim, God Elikei Yisrael, God of the Jewish people, from the world until the world. Baruch Hashem, blessed Hashem, Zeichan Nishkachas, remembers the forgotten ones. They would answer Baruch Hashem, Kibay Malchus Elam Bad. And the sexton, the gabbai would say to them, Hariu bnei Aaron Hariu. Now he would say Hariu, a true blast. And then Mechaz the Shlich Tzibah Oimah, then the Shlich Tzibah would say this Nusach of Misha Onas Moshe Vavasein al Yamsev, he who answered Moshe and our fathers on the Yamsev, who Yan Eschem will answer you, Bishma Kotzakaschem Yemazel, and will hear the voice of his scream on this day. Lakach Merim would take Merim. Now this was the second one. They would do first a true, then a Tekir, then a true. First one was Tekir, true, Tekir, now it's true, Tekir, Tekir. True, Tekir, true. Halachid Zayin. And Mechaz, I'll call Bracha, Bracha, so on every single Bracha. But Achas Oimah by one, the Gabba would say Tiku, do a Tekir. And true tkiya, and ba'achas and other ones say hariu, which are true tkiya, and then true. So it would alternate. Atshigmo kol sheva brachas until you finish all the seven brachas, because you have the one of Re'enu Benenu with the new six. Nimtza kahanim comes out. The kahanim palm one time is taken merim taken. They blow tkiya then true tkiya. Upam and one time is merim taken merim is true tkiya then true, and they did this sheva pa'amim seven times. The inois nasei dazeh, but this order is not done el b'har bais b'vad, only on the Temple Mount itself. And when they blow the tekiah and the true blast over there, they blow with the trumpet and the shofar at the same time. Like we said this previously in Perek Aleph, Halacha Dal. Halacha Yudches, now regarding different types of supplications in the cemeteries and this tefillah of Ne'ilah, Sheva Tainyas Elu, these last seven fasts, public fasts for the lack of rain, so any place where they make such a decree, after that they daven, all the people go out to the cemeteries, and they would cry and supplicate over their claim. In other words, what was the point of going to the cemetery? You're dead like these people. If you don't repent from your ways, because there's no rain coming, you're going to die. You're going to join the cemetery soon. And therefore, it has them break down and do tshuva. From any fast, from a difficulty, that because of that, they decree on the community to fast. Mispal and Tefillas Ne'ilah b'chamakam, in all places they have the Tefillah of Ne'ilah, which means the closing, the ending, another fourth prayer for the day, at the end of the day. Halacha Yutes, now regarding the stopping of the Tainus. Yardlem gusham, if it does rain, ad masa yu yardim, how much rain has to come down, b'yivsuk ha'atzibim ha'tainus, that the community could stop from fasting? It's mishu yardu b'aymika aretz, so when it comes into the depth of the land, so it depends. Hachar deva, so regarding the dry land, tefach, has to go in a hand breath. Ubabenius, medium grade, tefchaim, two hand breaths. Uavuda, when it's worked land, it has to go down. When it goes down to a depth of three hand breaths of rain, that's how much, again, depending, because dry, if it went down already tefach, that means there's already enough rain to get saturated. But if it's worked, so then it's not so much if it goes on tefach, it would have to go down to three hand breaths. That means enough rain, and then they can stop there fast.